I once made a joke about clouds. It went over everyone's head. Yeah, I know, jokes like that can be easily missed. Missed. M-I-S-T. Missed. The sukkahs that we sit in represent clouds. That's actually what Uncas says when he translates the verse that Hashem took us out of Egypt and put us in sukkahs. What are sukkahs? Simple translation is booths. But Uncas says, Bimatalous anone, in the shade of clouds. If sitting in a sukkah, which represents a cloud, is to commemorate that Hashem took us out of Egypt and protected us with clouds, why don't we sit in the sukkah in the springtime when we actually left Egypt? Or if you want to say, well, it happened all year round for 40 years. Okay, so why don't we do it all year round? Why do it in the autumn? Here's the answer. Do you know how the water cycle works? Condensation, evaporation. So think about it like this. You have a bunch of water, and the water represents your relationship with the physical world. Like, you know, it says in the end of chapter 1 of Tanya, Mayim matzmichim kol minei tainug. Water represents your relationship with physical stuff. Comes Tishrei, the high holiday season, and we start to refine ourselves bit by bit. We work up the ladder. Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, and we get more and more refined. That's like the water evaporating. Imagine the sunlight shines on the water. And when the sunlight shines on the water, it evaporates and becomes more able. Sunlight here means spiritual warmth. So the spiritual warmth shines on the water, and the water evaporates, and it turns into a mist. It turns into water vapor, which represents our relationship with physicality becoming more refined. And that's the upward ladder of Tishrei, by the way. The word Tishrei, Tuf, Shin, Resh, Yod, is going up the ladder. Tuf is the bottom letter of the ladder. It's the bottom letter of the Aleph base. And then Shin is the second last, and then Resh is the third last. So you're going upward, and then you go whoop, all the way up to Yod, but it's in order. You're going up the ladder. Finally, when you get to the top of the ladder of refinement of physicality, when the water liquid has evaporated and become a nice, able mist, a nice cloud, then you're ready for sukkahs, where you can literally turn all of your physicality into spirituality. You sit in the sukkah, and when you eat and drink, it's a spiritual thing, because it's a mitzvah. In fact, everything that you do that you would normally do in your house that would be mundane, by doing it in the sukkah on sukkahs, it becomes a mitzvah. So that's the ultimate refinement of the physicality, which is the concept of a cloud. We've reached the pinnacle. And then, you know what happens after we reach the pinnacle? Judaism's always cyclical. We never stop. We start again. At the climax of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, we pray for rain, Tfilas Geshem, to bring it down again and start the cycle again on an even higher level. Enjoy your time in the cloud. Good Yom Tov.